Do bin collections wake you early in the morning? Well, for some people who live in city centres, the early bin collections spread over several mornings are making it impossible to get enough sleep. And Brian O'Connell has been looking into this for us. Brian, tell me about the man who isn't sleeping in Cork.
Good morning. We know many refuse companies start quite early in the morning in most places. There are limits in place on when your bins can be collected. But one man got in touch with me. He says often in the city centre, those limits go out the window and collections take place much earlier, he feels, than permitted times. In fact, his sleep has been so disrupted, he's actually taken recordings of the early morning refuse collection alarm clock that he's woken by most mornings. And we're going to get to that, because there are general rules in place that refuse can only be collected between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. But this man told me in his area in Cork City Centre, this just isn't happening. And what's more, because there are so many different refuse companies now, the noise disruption has been spread over many days. This is Brian, and he walked me through his street.
We're just walking up the road now, and my complaint is at 4 o'clock, nearly on the clock. Most days, definitely 5 out of 7, these huge rubbish trucks come up here, and this is only a residential area, and they collect all these rubbish. You can see the bins out here now.
Yeah, we can see we're looking at probably about 6 to 7 bins on the street at the moment.
And like all this, you know, in the old days you used to call it flatland. Like that building there has 7 apartments in it. There's a huge number of buildings here, with the noise at 4 o'clock every morning. So the bin goes on, you know, when you have to try to get the rubbish out of it. So bring it down, 4 o'clock every morning. And I'm not a sleep expert, but I do know that I can never get back to sleep again. And that can't be right.
And does it just happen one morning?
It seems to be every morning.
And this is because there are a number of different companies now operating in the area, whereas maybe years ago you might have had the one collection.
In the old days you had Cork City Council and they would come on a Tuesday, so we would forgive that. They seem to come whenever they want, but it's always like 4 o'clock in the morning, between 4 and 4:30, and it's as loud.
And this isn't commercial waste, because commercial waste, they can come at any hours. It's dependent on when businesses are closed. This is domestic.
This is 100% domestic. And it's funny because my business is on the other side of the road and I'm commercial, and they tend to come for my rubbish at about 2:30 in the afternoon. A good night's sleep is incredibly important. I have not had a good night's sleep for about 2.5 years, and I'm waiting for these trucks to come at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I suppose we're looking for people to live in our city centres. We're looking for people to live over the shop. We're looking for people to move back in, aren't we?
Well, I only said that to somebody. I would encourage people to stay in the suburbs. I mean, this is not New York. 4 is disrupting your deep sleep, which you never get back.
So just to pick up on the point, Claire, there are no time limits on commercial collections, but I could see these were domestic bins on the street. And also this person, just to prove the extent of this disruption, he had made multiple video recordings between the hours of 4 a.m. and 5:30. He told me about them, and I included just a short compilation at the end of this clip of those sounds. So you've sent me some early morning recordings. They're not of birds and...
No, they're not of birds. It's a narrow street and it's all residential, so you can see, you know, it really contains the noise. So when these giant trucks, and I sent you one video where there was 3 trucks that they used this as a major route, and this is a small street, so you could have 3 trucks flying up here, and the noise with them is phenomenal.
And the recordings you sent me are all between 4 a.m. and 5:30 in the morning?
They are indeed, yeah, all that time. And unfortunately, you know, I'm not a morning person, but these people are making me a morning person.
It's like a racetrack, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
There's trees in there, look.
Really feel sorry for him. It sounds like he's in the middle of an industrial unit. Now, we should say, Brian, there are conditions often attached to refuse collection permits, aren't there?
Yes, and these permits, I mean, the City Council don't issue collection permits. It's the role of the National Waste Collection Permit Office. So there are a whole series of restrictions in place. So, for example, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and then particular areas that have certain speed limits, you can't enter at certain times. Interestingly, because of COVID or during COVID, a lot of these restrictions were removed, but this removal of the restrictions is due to end in September 2022. So maybe our friend in Cork may get some hours sleep back in September.
Let's hope. Have there been many complaints in other areas, Brian?
Yeah, I had a look. For example, Dublin City Council told me that there have been about 30 complaints since 2018. No persistent complaints have been highlighted. And where there is a complaint, they can bring this up when the permit is due to be reissued. So it would seem that the complaints aren't huge, and persistent issues are all considered when there's a permit application renewal. Now, there is an umbrella group representing about 65 companies in the country, so most of the refuse collection companies, and they're the Irish Waste Management Association. I spoke to their secretary, Conor Walsh, and he began, Claire, by telling me that if you get a permit to collect waste, as I've been saying, it comes with a range of stipulations attached.
There's probably more than 100 conditions attached. It controls everything, you know, what you can collect, what sort of vehicles.
And what are the restrictions around when you can collect in terms of time of the day, what time you can go into estates or built up areas?
It's in the waste collection permit regulations, which restricted from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. With commercial waste, it's based around what are the business hours. So there isn't a restriction on collection of commercial waste.
But what about the people I'm talking to, Conor, who say they're being woken up early in the morning?
Very few will be collecting before 6:30 or 7. So, you know, on a working day, and, you know, weekends and bank holidays, they generally, well, bank holidays, they will collect waste because if it's a Monday, they need to collect on the Monday. But generally, they don't collect on a Saturday or Sunday. So people can have a lie-in. There's no interference there. If you're living in a commercial area, though, if you're living in a city centre, you will be woken, you know, there will be noise early in the morning collecting bins. And that's the same in every city in the world, because that's what happens in those commercial areas where the bins are generally collected before the business opens.
So if you're in a commercial area, I suppose get a good pair of earplugs.
That's for you to say, not me.
The other issue some people were saying to me was that maybe years ago you might have one designated day where refuse would be collected, but now because there's so many different operators, it can be spread over a number of days, and that type of inconvenience, if you like, that's what's annoying some people.
That's a great point, and it's one that's easily fixed. The IWMA was approached by Kildare County Council nearly 10 years ago now with this issue. And what we did was we got all the collectors in County Kildare, and there was about 7 or 8 of them working in different parts of the county. They weren't all in the one area. And they all agreed on adjusting all their calendars so that bin day was one day, and the council oversee that. So that's an easy fix. You know, that can happen anywhere in the country.
That's Conor Walsh there from the Irish Waste Management Association, ending Brian O'Connell's report. Another problem with the bin lorries is if you get stuck cycling behind one and the smell, which there's not much, I suppose, they can do about that. Back after this.